This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvini Brudge
and Christine Wong.
Just a quick update from Bursa at break, courtesy of Arv.
So it is up by 0.19% at 1,611 points. Active stocks include DGB Asia Berhad, ARB Berhad, and Data Prep Holdings Berhad. The ringgit is at 4.03 against the US dollar, 3.13 against the Aussie dollar, and 3.04 against the Sing dollar.
If you're only just joining us, we are discussing, a new internet trend that started in South Korea. Gongmang is essentially people broadcasting quietly, studying, whilst thousands of people tune in or play the live stream in the background. We've been looking at it and asking you this question as, would you ever use or host a virtual co-working space? Why or why not? The numbers so far on Twitter have not really changed that much, have they?
No, 39.7% for no, I like working alone. 28% for no, in real life co-working. 17.5% for yes, I'd use one. And 14.3% for yes, I'd host one.
Chris, any change over on Instagram?
Just a wee bit. We now have 52% for no and 48% for yes.
All right. Do keep the numbers coming in, though. Keep voting over on Twitter or on Instagram. And if you'd like to join the conversation, 018-789-8899, of course, over on WhatsApp. Next story, and whether or not it's driven by necessity, productivity or comfort, the pandemic has forced many of us to get creative about where they're working. Some of us can't be as creative as we like. So you remember back at the beginning of the pandemic, mm-hmm. When it wasn't really called a pandemic, and mm-hmm. we were told we were going to have to work from home for a little while, and we found whatever suitable space we could at home to mm-hmm. work from. Mm-hmm. Just a quick poll in the studio. Where would you normally have used your laptop? Chris?
So mine's dependent on whether or not my dad is or is not working at home as well. Right. If he is, I'm in my bedroom. If he's not, I'm in the living room.
Okay, Arv?
So I moved into a new place just before we started working from home. So we didn't have a study. And I literally set up the study because we started working from home.
Right. Hmm. So originally, you think you're working from home maybe a couple of days, and it's stuff like you're doing it on the couch or you're doing it on the sofa in front of the TV because you're like, well, this is okay. And it is okay for a little while. Mm-hmm. And then you realize I'm getting incredibly distracted. I can't get the things that I need to do done properly. I'm getting unproductive. And so you try to move around that space in which you're in to find that nice balance of comfort and productivity, right? Mm. And so there's this real issue where there was over in the US, there was a recent report by a company called Steelcase, and they found that 36% of workers lack a place free from distraction at home. 28% do not have a physically comfortable workspace. And like Christine, 9% of them use their bed. Even more so, 39% of respondents who worked from home during the pandemic reported feeling most productive in their home office, which I think is unsurprising. 18%, oddly enough, voted for their living room, and an additional 18% of respondents from their bedroom. Interestingly, there's a gender split amongst those who prefer home offices and living rooms. 44% of men feel more productive in their home office versus 32% of women. And living rooms scored higher with women, 24% versus 15%. As for the best place to host a video conference, home offices top the list at 42%, followed by the bedroom at 16%, and the living rooms at 16%. So what this poll did was to kind of knuckle down a little bit for those people that took part to find out where they have found their most productive space. And they looked at people from different segments of the market. So there's a guy who's a senior vice president and head of global marketing. And he says that at the beginning of the pandemic, he just had a desk, a chair, and a laptop. And then when things really got going, he now realized that he needed a more complete setup, two screens for swift slide and spreadsheet presentation and navigation, and a ring light for, quote, bomb lighting. Mm-hmm. I think a few of us have gone down that road as well. CEO and co-founder of a internet web space, he said his the workspace he finds most productive is his guest bedroom. Sorry, his guest bedroom is his office. And one thing that he needed to change is getting a standing desk so he's not sitting all day at a computer. Matt Armitage, I believe, has one of those as well. Mm-hmm. Because he has worked from home for an awful long time. In fact, most of his career here, I believe, in Malaysia, has been him working from home. Mm. And he's found that, you know, just sitting at a desk all the time, you can't be productive. You need to be able to move around. You need to be able to stand up and whatever. But then there's other people who talk about they started their professional career in the same bedroom that they grew up in, and it's definitely been a challenge, so they have to work from there. But it's also been fun. They typically use a big desk setup, and they look straight out of a nice, huge window. And I think if you have that natural light and that ability to kind of daydream sometimes and just kind of glance out of your window. I know when we were at school and teachers would say, stop daydreaming, stop staring out of the window. Often those are when you get your best ideas, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
You're looking out there and you're just absorbing something here, and then all of a sudden it's bam, I've discovered the lyrics and, you know, the answer to life, the universe and everything sometimes. You know, like shower thoughts, right?
Yeah. Like shower thoughts.
Right?
Yeah.
This guy who's a global director of diversity, equity and inclusion has said he's formed a little nook in an open plan dining and living space that's directly opposite a bright window. Various little trinkets set up to look at when to make him look happy, and having a perfectly lit space is necessary for him because he spends all of his time on video chats. Yeah, that's nice for you. But essentially, most people break it down and say, look, having a home office is the way forward. It's where people are most productive. I don't think that's something that we can argue with. I think the discussion that we have had in the past is that there are people who just do not have the ability to be able to do this, right? Mm. Christian's one of them. You know, there are a lot of people also out there that don't necessarily work, or their career is not an office-based career. And so they don't have that ability to kind of sit at home and work from home. But those that do and have little nooks and crannies that you can even just turn away from where you might normally be facing and put a different backdrop there or something, just so your brain is in that switching mode. Over there is work. Over there is not. It's like you with your running pants or your sleeping pants that you were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
You've put them on and your brain goes into that mode.
What
right?
mode?
If you could just kind of switch just by moving and facing in a different direction, that's where they're saying you're most productive.
So you know the like the home office that I was talking about, it looked completely different 6 months ago, and because of exactly this, so I moved the table towards the window because I noticed that when I was working from home, I was staring at a wall,
right?
And that kept me slightly less productive because no one wants to stare at a wall. So I moved it to where there was a bit of natural light. I could see the outside a bit, so you can see people moving around, even though the window isn't as big. And it's because of that. It's to get a change, one, and two, just to feel slightly more comfortable when you're working from home, because the sofa wasn't an option anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have two issues when I was working on the sofa at home. One is that my sofa is too low, and it felt like I was really struggling to get up and sit down on that sofa. Mm-hmm. But my home office now, it is like yours was. I have to face a wall. I don't have a choice. Mm. I do have a window, but it's frosted. And when I choose to open it, you can hear the aircon, and it looks directly on somebody else's house. So it doesn't feel as... I'd like to be able to see a street. I'd like to be able to see greenery.
Sunlight.
Yeah, and I feel that would make me more productive. But what I have started doing recently is adding more plants in and more things to kind of make the place feel prettier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chris?
So the thing is, we technically have a study desk, but it's sort of inbuilt into our hallway. So you're like trapped in a hallway and looking at a wall, which isn't just not the most productive area to do anything really. So what we did was we actually swapped out our living room table for one that can you can adjust the height of the table.
Mm. Right.
So when we're using it as a living room, it becomes a coffee table.
Yeah.
But when my dad or I are working from home in the living room, we can sort of jack it up and get our office chair and sit in the living room and have like lots of natural light.
In an ideal world, what would be in your head the most productive space for you, do you think?
So I can actually say that because I used to have it and now I don't have it. So when I was going to uni in the UK, one of my bedrooms was what used to be a house's living room.
Right.
So first of all, massive. Second of all, I had a really nice big desk, like that person in the article said, you know, and it was a there was a window behind it looking out into the street.
Yeah.
And it was like lots of natural light and just great and nice. And
so natural light's a big thing in windows.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
For sure.
Ah, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a short break. The question, would you ever use or host a virtual co-working space? Why or why not? Let us know. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. Gladys Knight and the Pips with Running Out to take us into the break here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.